Yes, very complex. So, Michael Thompson, what do you think? When I'm leaving a stadium like last night,
yeah.
I look around and I see souvenir cups in their little cup holders, mm-hmm. and I say, all right, I'm going to dump those out, bring those home, so I've got a big selection of souvenir cups.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that as long as you wash them as soon as you get home.
Yeah, run them through the washer.
Yeah, it's
exactly.
No big deal.
I knew
Michael, I'm surprised to you. You will not set foot in a hotel room unless you put towels on the floor.
Right, yeah, but a cup, I'll pick up a cup because, you know, I mean, obviously people have touched it, but you're not drinking out of it. You're just carrying it with you. You could put it in a bag or something if you take it out and put it in the washing machine and clean it.
Yeah.
Put it under scalding hot water. By the way, my rum shipment came in.
Nice.
Came a couple of days ago. I just bought a couple of bottles over here for George and Greg Bergman to sample my JAB sugarcane rum from the Bahamas.
Now, is this your own? Or
no,
is
this
it
is not Diamond and Three yet.
No,
right?
This is not Diamond and Key. Diamond and Key. Our wine brand is coming out here soon. But Diamond because of Nolan Arenado, Key because of Clay's affiliation with basketball. That's going to come out hopefully in the winter. But no, this JAB, George Briones calls it his own because it has his initials on it.
It does.
It stands for Jamaican and Bahamian Sugarcane Rum. It is so smooth.
Nice.
So, Michael,
nice.
When the Cardinals play the Dodgers in the wild card game, Dodger fan, mm-hmm. but you love Nolan Arenado, yep. who's Trace's best friend.
Yeah, I want Nolan to go 4-for-4 every game. Of course the Dodgers win, but I want him to go 4-for-4.
All right, there we go.
Yeah. So, Russell Westbrook, yesterday was Lakers media day, and Russell Westbrook talked to the assembled media, and there's been some light shed on how exactly he wound up in L.A. There was apparently a high-level conversation between Jeannie Buss and Ted Leonsis, the owner of the Washington Wizards. The general manager of the Wizards has spoken out. He says the Wizards' decision to trade Russell Westbrook to the Lakers this offseason may have been in the best interest of the star point guard, but Tommy Shepard says he attests that Westbrook was professional and never demanded a trade to another team. He says, I really have to make sure we set the record straight. Shepard said in an interview, Russell actually never asked to move on. He just said, if I can get to the Lakers, that'd be something I would love to do.
Hint, hint.
He says, if not, I'll be back here. And Tommy Shepard, the GM, said, what about the Clippers? And Russell Westbrook said, hell no.
That's funny. I wonder why. Because he'd still be in L.A. and playing in front of his family.
Yeah, but, I mean, he grew up here. He knows what Laker basketball is, and he knows what Clipper basketball is.
It didn't stop Paul George from coming over here, and he grew up a Laker fan, a Kobe fan.
Hell no.
Same thing for Kawhi. They were all Kobe fans, but they chose to go to the Clippers instead.
Never understood it. Never understood it. Like, I remember that night that Paul George, he's from Palmdale, and we were celebrating. We were on the air at the trade deadline, and by the time we got on the air, and we thought we were getting Paul George, by the time we got on the air, Paul George had already agreed to re-sign with OKC. And I never understood it, why he would turn down the opportunity to play in his hometown.
I think he was holding a grudge because remember when he was at Indiana and Magic had a chance to trade for him but did not want to give up Brandon Ingram for him, remember? That was part of the rumors.
Oh, that's
rumors.
Right.
And I think that hurt his feelings. Basically, Brandon Ingram was just a young kid maybe going into his second year. And I think Paul George going, you don't want to give up that young kid for me? Well, bleep y'all then.
So here's something, Michael. NBA Senior Vice President Monty McCutcheon, who's like an officials guy, right?
Yeah.
He wants basketball to be played and not manipulated.
Yep.
He says, legit fouls, no contorting yourself anymore. Mm-hmm. The James Harden rule, Trae Young, Luka, all these guys. Yep. What do you think of that decision to enforce those rules by the NBA?
Years overdue. They should have been doing this 5-6 years ago when guys started jumping sideways and all kind of different ways, trying to jump into a defender. And when a defender's already committed in the air, basically doing a natural defensive move where the offensive player will do an unnatural move to draw the foul. So this is long overdue. I don't know what takes these referees so long to see the error of their ways, calling those fake fouls that the offensive players are trying to draw on guys.
That's
what
why I've always hated James Harden's game.
Mm-hmm. Well, he was just playing to the rules that allowed, so he was smart to take advantage of it.
What I would tell the officials if I ran the league is think long and hard before stopping the game. Anything that stops the game is a bad thing.
Yeah.
If it's an obvious foul, call it. If it's traveling, call it. But, Michael, you've said many times, and I agree with you, you don't need to call defensive 3 seconds.
No.
Get rid of that rule.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the illegal defense rule makes no sense.
And if you watch international basketball, they let a lot of contact go. Now, obviously, blatant contact they're going to call, but a lot of guys get bumped going to the basket. And a lot of NBA players, matter of fact, in the Olympic Games, they were having a trouble adjusting to that because they'd get bumped going to the basket, no call, and they didn't look around and say, where's the foul? And the international referees will go, play on.
Hey, who's Michael, it going to affect a lot? It's going to affect Harden. It's going to affect Trae Young. It's going to affect Luka. Who else on that list?
Steph Curry. Steph kind of throws himself around looking for fouls.
Yeah.
Let's see who else. Basically every perimeter player. How about that?
Yeah.
They all do it. Oh, it drives me nuts. You know what also drives me nuts, too? I wish I could talk to Monty McCutcheon. Because if you watch post play, LeBron, all the post players on offense are guilty of this. They throw their shoulders into your chest as a defender. Basically running you over to try to get low post position around the basket, and if you push back as a defender, it's a foul on you. Well, a guy's coming into my chest, Mace. He's trying to run me over, and I don't have a right to stand my ground. And they always call a foul on that, and I said, that's not right.
And that's been going on forever.
Yeah, bully ball. The offensive player plays that bully ball, that Shaquille O'Neal-type basketball. That's not fair to the defender.
Yeah, it's gonna affect those guys. It's going to affect guys like Harden and Trae Young and Luka and down the list, Steph.
Michael, how do you think the Lakers are going to be defensively?
Oh, they'll be all right. They're not going to be the best, but they, especially in the fourth quarter, these guys are all such smart veterans. I think that's when you'll see their best defense being played because these guys are all in their 30s, early to mid-late 30s, so they can't play, you know, all out 40% of defense from there on the floor. But in the game time, last crunch time, you'll see these guys because they're all smart. They understand the game, and you'll see their defense really tighten up in the last 5 or 6 minutes of close games.
See, I just think that's a team concept, right? Like individually last year, the Lakers didn't necessarily have the best defenders. But when you put that group together and you've got that scheme that Frank Vogel uses, they become the number one defensive rated team in the league. And some of these guys can defend they brought in.
And I like the fact that Anthony Davis is going to play center more because Anthony has always been against playing center island because he always acted as if he's playing center in the 80s or the 70s when the league had a bunch of dominant centers. You got Embiid, Ayton, and you got Jokic. That's it as far as dominant centers, guys who can really kill you in the post. Anthony Davis can handle the center position and be an all-pro center.
Yeah, completely agree. And he, to me, is the big key. I mean, LeBron and Westbrook, you know what you're getting. But if AD, who missed so many games last year with injuries, if he can stay healthy, I think he's the main thing. Hey, Michael, this vaccination thing is going to come to a head.
Yeah.
These guys that are refusing. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, your former captain, came out and did an op-ed, and he said that if players refuse to get vaccinated, they should sit out the entire season. That should be the price they pay for not getting vaccinated. Do you think that'll ever get past the union?
I don't think so. I don't think that's fair. I believe I got vaccinated. So if you want to get vaccinated, I think you should. I would advise you do it. But if you choose not to do it, then to me, that's your own personal decision. I'm vaccinated, so I think I'm protected. I still could get COVID, but it won't be the result won't be as bad as an unvaxxed person. But if I was playing today in today's NBA, as long as I'm vaccinated, Ireland and Mace, I'd say if you don't want to get vaccinated, I'll still play against you or I'll still play with you. I don't like the fact that not just in basketball, but unvaxxed people are being alienated from society. I don't like that.
Yeah, but the reality is this is a completely preventable disease that people are choosing not to prevent. And they've got to follow county and state guidelines, and that means Kyrie can't play in the state of New York.
I read one of the weirdest things, and I assume this is a loophole that they'll close. But somebody sent me an email last night that said, right now, the way the rules read, if state and county regulations prohibit you from being indoors unvaccinated, Kyrie will be unable to play in the Brooklyn Nets home games.
Right.
But Andrew Wiggins, because he's a visiting player, would not be under the same restriction.
Same thing in California, too, in San Francisco. Visiting players, unvaxxed, can play in San Francisco, but Warriors who are not.
So Kyrie will be able to play
in
San Francisco.
Right.
But, Michael, how does that make sense?
It doesn't. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't like denying people the right to make a living. I know it's a health issue, but if let's say everyday people, if you're not vaxxed, then just make them wear a mask if they go into a restaurant or go to work or something.
But yeah, they are going to be subject to more stricter restrictions. Yeah. And it'll be interesting to see how that thing eventually plays out. And by the way, Mace, the Lakers play Brooklyn this Sunday.
So Kyrie is allowed to play.
Yeah, and then they play Golden State next week. Michael and I are up there for a game next Friday. Mm-hmm. So we're going to get answers on this stuff sooner rather than later.
Yeah, it's going to come to a head. I mean, if Andrew Wiggins, if he doesn't get vaxxed, he's going to miss 41 home games. He's making around $28 million. That's a lot of money not to get paid, son.
I just think if you want to win, get your shots.
Well, the thing I feel good about as a Laker fan is they just seem they're together. They just seem that nobody's going to compromise the good of the team for anything. These guys seem like they're on a mission. And Michael, I keep telling Mason, I'm convinced it's going to work. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people need to see Westbrook and see that he'll defer.
Yeah,
but I just think I think these guys are too smart. You played on a team that had 4 number one overall picks on the same roster.
4 Hall of Famers. I'm in the Bahamian Hall of Fame.
Yep.
Yeah. So it was you, Magic, Kareem, and Worthy, all in the same team. And you guys all sacrificed for the good of the team.
When you are a championship caliber team, all the great teams are willing to sacrifice each other to win a championship. So that's a non-issue for the Lakers or any championship caliber team.
I don't think you can say it's a non-issue. We don't know. You don't know.
Yes, I do, because Russell Westbrook, you got to remember, too, a lot of these guys have already played and sacrificed on Team USA for the good of a gold medal.
Yeah,
Mace.
Gold medal.
What's the difference?
The Olympics is different. Is completely different.
So you know
something.
Why?
Big and magnanimous about the Olympics.
You don't think
everybody plays their role at the Olympics.
You don't think something big and magnanimous about winning an NBA championship?
Of course there is.
All right,
but will Russell Westbrook defer?
Yes.
Will he and LeBron, and particularly he and LeBron, how will they congeal on the floor? How will they fit together? What's their chemistry like? And are we going to get the Russell Westbrook from Houston? Who blew that up with James Harden?
No, because he respects LeBron and AD too much, and he knows he's this close to a championship. He's not going to do anything to disrupt that.
I am playing the wait-and-see game, Michael.
Really?
Wait-and-see.
Well, nothing wrong with that. We have to anyway.
You are Mr. Cautious, aren't you?
I'm Mr. Cautious.
I'm very, very high on him.
Dodgers, who I think the magic number is 4. I think we pull it to 1 tonight. We're going to be 1 game back.
What makes you think the
tomorrow.
Giants are going to lose?
They're due. They're due.
The Cardinals are due. I don't know about the Giants.
What do you guys think is going to happen with Ben Simmons and the Sixers?
Let's talk about that coming up next for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
And I think I have figured out the lie, John Ireland's lie today.
I've told a lot of stories.
Stories, yeah.
Yeah.
Something in there is not true. If you think you know what it is, we're giving away Rams-Cardinals tickets for Sunday at SoFi. You can jump on the phones now, 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-ESPN. We'll do lie of the day coming up for you in about 15 minutes. So, Michael, you were going to talk about Ben Simmons. He stepped out. All right.
Really?
He's coming. All right. Yeah. We never know.
I don't know what I was doing.
Michael, are you there?
I was in the other room at Bergman trying to sign my contract over email. I don't know how to do it.
What kind of contract?
My ESPN contract. You know,
really?
You know they send it to you in an email, and you're supposed to sign it electronically?
Yeah, DocuSign.
I don't know how to do all that stuff.
Bergie will show you.
So Bergman's trying to show me in there.
Yeah, the problem is it's just not sending for whatever reason.
Well, my phone's all screwed up. My
iTunes. He'll figure it out. Trust me, Michael.
Michael, the Ben Simmons thing to me, Mason thinks that the Sixers are just going to stick it to him and make him come in.
Yep.
I don't think Ben's going to come in.
No, I think he's willing to sacrifice $27 million. I believe he's somewhere around there. He's making $27-28 million, and he figures, you know, I could sit out and sacrifice that $27 million. I'm 25 years of age. I'll make it up on the back end. It's probably what he's thinking, but I'm not going to play with them. And you know, the Sixers are being stubborn. The guy's checked out. His heart and his mind is no longer there. You put him on the market, see what you can get. You're going to get 60, 70 cents on the dollar now. You're not going to get 90 cents on a dollar. See if you can pick up a C.J. McCollum.
And 90 cents on the dollar isn't very much. I don't think there's a great market for Ben Simmons.
Well, let's see. What can you get? They had a chance to move him. As soon as the stall stuff fell apart, they were stubborn. When Doc Rivers says, I can't win a championship without him or with him, that was it. That ruined it for Ben, and they should have known right then and there, okay, now we got to move him.
But Doc says stubborn. He's going to try to fix it.
It's too late. If my coach, like I told you before, I don't know if Islands, I think when Momo was here, I said, if my coach came out publicly and said to me, hey, Jack Ramsey, you think you could win a championship with Michael Thompson as center? And Jack Ramsey says, no, I don't think so. I'm done. I said, okay, if that's the way you feel, I'm out of here. I mean, think about it, Mason. Someone says to you, you think Steve Mason and John Ireland's show could be successful with Steve Mason? And your boss says, I don't think so. What are you going to do, Mace?
I am going to prove them wrong.
If you had options to go someplace else?
I'm going to prove them wrong.
All right.
Well, I've been here different. For 17 years. I'm going to prove them wrong.
But if my boss tells me he has no more faith in me, it's time to move on.
By the way, that experiment did happen. The Steve Mason show was a briefly lived slice of radio heaven.
Highly underrated.
Very underrated. After John was fired cruelly by management, and I obviously told him in advance that he was getting fired.
Mason.
Yes, the Steve Mason show. Michael, the other thing is, I don't know, like, there was a rumor the other day that they offered him to Denver for Jamal Murray. If I'm Denver, I don't do that deal.
Yeah, well, Murray's coming off of a knee injury. He probably will be okay. But Ben is just so good, man. People are forgetting how good and talented he is.
Who wants Ben Simmons? He cannot shoot.
I would think a lot of teams would want Ben Simmons. Sacramento.
Why are they not banging down the doors? Why are there not rumors about Ben Simmons here and Ben Simmons there? I haven't seen anything about Ben Simmons.
Well, because Daryl's asking price is too high.
Yeah, he's trying to trade him as if he's a 25-year-old LeBron. You know, so he's asking for too much.
Well, what are the options? Where can he go? By the way, and if I'm the same, it's a lot like the Aaron Rodgers situation.
Yeah.
You know what? Aaron Rodgers wanted out. They finally said, all right, Aaron, get to camp. And he got to camp, and he's playing now, and it looks good.
Yeah.
I think the same thing's going to happen with Ben Simmons. I think sense is going to prevail. I think that Doc Rivers is going to get involved. I think Embiid is going to get involved. And I think they're going to work out, and Ben Simmons will be in a uniform on opening
night. I don't know if you've ever been to – the Ireland will be able to attest to this. Have you ever been to a game in Philadelphia, Mace, with the fans?
Yes. I was there when the Lakers played the Sixers in the finals.
Now, can you imagine how mean those fans are going to be to Ben from now
on? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he can't show up in Philly anymore.
Yeah, it will be rough.
Yeah. So,
but he's a big boy.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, I don't know. In that town, it's going to be more than rough.
You remember how rough the Cavs fans were on LeBron when he first went back there? That's the same kind of treatment they're going to give Ben.
But wasn't that just for one night?
No, every time he went back with the Heat, they booed him lustily.
But now they cheer him.
Oh, they love him when he went back and delivered the championship.
He came back and won it. Hey, Michael, did you see the story that in 2009, Bill Simmons lobbied to get the Minnesota Timberwolves GM job? Yeah. Instead, they gave it to David Kahn.
My boy.
Who you and I know. Mm-hmm.
Great job.
David was a disaster. He took Johnny Flynn and Ricky Rubio in the same draft.
Got to get those 2 point guards.
Before Steph Curry.
Right.
Then David kind of ran the team into the ground, and they got rid of him.
I called him and begged him to draft Clay before the 11 draft, but he took Derek Williams instead.
And, you know, that didn't work.
Yep.
And then this latest fiasco with the Timberwolves, they fired Gerson Rosas, and now they're looking for a new GM. Would they have been better off just letting Bill Simmons try it?
I mean, sure, it couldn't have been any worse than our friend David Kahn. So, sure, Simmons knows the game. He has a history of the game. He has a real affinity for the game. So, yeah, I would have liked to see how that could work.
Mason,
yeah,
Simmons, could you do a better job? Like, Mace, could you be – and be honest.
Yes.
Could you do a better job than the Angels GMs have done over the past 5 years?
I believe I could.
I mean, I believe I could. They forgot to build a pitching staff.
Yeah. No, it's just a complete oversight. And now Shohei Ohtani's saying, I'm not going to stay here long term if I can't win.
Wow.
I mean, they got to go out and sign pitching. And I think Artie Moreno's probably the problem. He's not willing to fit the bill.
Yeah, but you can't change the owner. That's
right.
The problem.
How long do they have the rights to Ohtani?
Two more years.
How old is he?
27, 28, something like that?
I think the Yankees will sign him or the Dodgers. Would the Dodgers?
Well, I think anybody would.
Yeah.
Anybody would sign him. He is an elite unique unicorn of a player.
Well, why won't the Angels try to lock him up now with a crazy deal to make sure he doesn't reach free agency?
Well, because I don't think he would sign it. Oh. I think he says he wants to win. Oh. And I think that Mike Trout, Shohei Ohtani are both in the same boat.
Well, Mike Trout wanted to win too, but that $400 million made him change
his mind. It did. You're right. You're right. And a number like that does change minds.
Oh, yeah.
Who is the general manager of the Angels now?
It's a guy named Perry Mineson.
He came from the Braves organization. He's a smart guy.
But he just got there.
Well,
the one thing he did do was in their most recent draft, they had 20 draft picks. You know, baseball drafts are big.
Yeah.
They took 20 pitchers. They took all pitchers in their draft. And I think part of that was symbolic to send a message to the players. Okay, now we get it. But, Michael, I think they have to go out and sign Max Scherzer or one of these other big free agent pitchers, because you've got Trout and Ohtani under control for a few more years, but then that's it. I don't know why those guys stay if you don't have any pitchers.
Trout's got no choice.
Oh, he's got an opt-out in 2 years.
2 years?
Two or three. I'll look it up. Yeah. But, yeah, he's got an opt-out. One of the things the reason that he agreed to that deal was that it had opt-outs
in it.
That's
smart to do.
Yeah, and here's the thing. Aside from Scherzer, there is not a lot of great starting pitching on the free agent market.
Who else is out there?
Will we ever see?
Odorizzi, Taijuan Walker, Mike Minor from Texas, Charlie Morton, who's okay.
Will we ever see Bauer pitch another game in the majors?
I don't think so. Wow. Definitely not for the Dodgers.
Yeah.
No, wait. I just looked up Trout's contract, and they said it does not contain opt-outs.
Whoa.
That's very rare.
Well, I guess that's why they gave him the $400 million, so that's what he had to give up.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, so he's there. He's there for the long haul. Eventually, I actually have faith that, you know, Perry Mineson, who comes from the Braves organization, and look what the Braves have been able to do. I think he's got a chance to reinvent what they're doing. If I was, by the way, offered a job in professional sports, and I've actually thought about this for after we finish the show, I would like to be the vice president of something for the Rams, or the vice president of something for the Dodgers. Now, I don't think the Dodgers I'm especially endeared to.
Right.
I don't think they love me. But vice president of something for the Rams, community fairs, one of those things
wouldn't
I would be great at.
Wouldn't it be like media? Because that's right up your alley.
Media relations, sure. Yeah. Something like that. I mean, I don't want to displace anybody who's in the job right now. Artist does a really good job. But, yeah, I mean, I would say that would be a very successful final act to a spectacular career.
You could be the NFL's version of Ray Ritter.
You know who that is, Mace?
Ray Ritter was the PR guy for Golden State.
Yeah. He still is.
Still is.
Yeah, there one and only. He worked for the Lakers before the Warriors stole him away. He's
all
the
right.
greatest.
Yeah.
Coming up next for you, it is Lie of the Day. Now, Ireland has told an unbelievable number of stories.
Yeah, like 10
today.
Different ones.
And I've written I've written down five that I think could be possible.
Okay, but we're giving three. Well, we're giving more than three because we're giving away Rams tickets.
Yeah,
right?
We're giving away Rams Cardinals tickets. So if you think you know the lie that John Ireland told today, 877-710-ESPN. I think it's probably, if it's what I think it is, I think it's kind of tough.
Don't say it, Michael.
I won't say it, but if the listeners know anything about John Ireland, it should be obvious what the lie is.
Okay. Yeah, I'm with you, Michael. I'm with you. All right, 877-710-ESPN. Rams, Cardinals tickets, Battle of the Undefeated, Sunday at SoFi Stadium, up for grabs right now. Mason and Ireland, 710-ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I found
that
to be kind of
discouraging.
Offensive. 1 year from today, I will be gone. I will exit into the world of podcasting.
I was trying to be nice.
Free agency.
I thought that was free nice agency. To give you. You wanted a heads up. I gave it to you.
Okay, I got it. Thank you. So John Ireland has told a lie at some point today. And he's told a record number of stories.
I think it probably is today.
Sort of diddling around here and there and all that stuff. And if you can figure out what John's lie is, you will win a pair of tickets to see the Rams and the Cardinals Sunday at SoFi Stadium, which will be rocking. So, Ireland, how do you feel about the lie? Do you feel it's fairly well
hidden?
I think
it's pretty easy, but let's see. Let's give a few people a crack at it and see if anybody gets it. I'd like to give away the tickets.
Yeah. No, we absolutely will.
All right,
will.
So who do you got first? Or do you want me to do it?
Yeah, go ahead and do it. I'll
John in Moreno Valley. Hey, John. You're on 710.
How's it going, guys?
Okay,
good, John.
What's the lie of the day?
The Lion Safari Park in Orange County.
No, I'm sorry, John, good guess, but I did used to go to Lion Country Safari and drive my car, and the giraffes and elephants would walk right up to it.
Yeah.
That opens the door for Frank in Fullerton. Hello, Frank.
How's it going?
What's
all right,
up, Frank?
Frank, what's the lie of the day?
That you submitted a salsa dancing for a newsreel.
Good guess, Frank, but that is absolutely 100% true.
Oh, that is real?
That's real.
That was Medford, my best guess.
Medford, Oregon.
My guess is still alive.
Okay. That Mark in Cabazon gets a crack at it. Hey, Mark, you're on 710 ESPN.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great, Mark.
Good, Mark.
I'm
what
excited.
Do you think? What do you think?
Mason does not watch Real Housewives.
Well, he that's not it. Juan makes him watch Real Housewives,
and I
watch it,
to do it
religiously. So,
yeah.
Good guess, Mark. CJ in Inglewood is up next. Hi, CJ.
Hey, how we doing today, guys?
Good, from the home of the Rams.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
All right, CJ, what do you think the lie was?
That the teacher put you by the front door for talking too much in class.
100% true.
Oh!
I had to sit back there for the entire semester because I had such a big mouth.
Wow.
All right,
this
so
is tough.
Now 0 for 4. I'm going to give Ricardo in Norwalk an option here.
Okay.
Ricardo, are you there?
Hey, guys. Yes, I am here.
Okay. Michael, is your guess still alive?
I have two of them that are still alive.
All right. So, Ricardo, you can guess. You can make your own guess. Or you can defer.
Okay.
You can defer to Michael and let him make your guess for you. What would you prefer?
I'll try it out myself.
Okay, what's your guess?
I heard you say that when Serena Williams was 12 years old, she served a ball to you.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Is that your guess?
Yes.
Ricardo, congratulations!
Hey!
I completely made that up.
Yeah, that was on the list, Ricardo. I definitely thought that could have been one of them.
That was my friend Tom Murray who did that, and he did not get a racket on the ball, but he went out and interviewed Venus and Serena with Richard when they were 11 or 12 years old. Ricardo, congratulations. It's great you stuck to your guns. Michael, was that your guess?
No, I thought that might have been true. And it was Venus, you said, at 12. But my two guesses were the wedding introductions was made up.
Nope.
Yep.
I did that.
And I always thought, there's no way, as much as you like money, you want every penny your mom could leave you.
No, was true, too. I do. I want her to spend it all.
Yeah, but he said that many times
good
on
guesses.
The show,
so, hey, Ricardo, congratulations.
Way to go, Ricardo.
Hang on the line, and Bergman will get your info, okay?
Thank you. I love you guys. Listen to you guys every single day.
Awesome.
Thank you, Ricardo. Appreciate
Ricardo.
A lot, man. It means a lot. All
that
right,
was a very successful lie.
Yeah, that was
a
good lie.
We got to the fifth guy and fooled all you people.
It's so odd. My mom asked me this. Why do you celebrate your ability to lie?
Because it's fun.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's fun. She thinks, why would you say you're a liar? Why would you want to be a liar?
Because it associates you with the devil.
No, it doesn't associate me with the devil.
He's the king of the liars.
No, we're auditioning for a role in the new Hollywood Squares, Michael. Remember the old Hollywood Squares where you'd have to guess if the guy was lying or telling the truth?
Right, yep.
That was us. Now, Michael, I don't know if you know this, but this is the most important game you have ever done today.
Why?
The standings are insanely tight.
Oh.
All right, so the standings right now is
Ireland 6, Jorge 6, Bergman 5, Mason 4, and it is worth 2 points.
Wow. And, Michael, the winner this month, and this month ends on Thursday, tomorrow, gets $10,000 in mythical money.
Wow. Whew. Well, this is a game that all of you should be able to have answers for because it deals with television and sitcoms or even television shows.
Okay.
So even Bergman and Jorge should know some of these.
All right. Jorge.
Okay. Are you going back to like the 50s?
Right. That's what
I'm
saying.
Am I expecting a honeymooners question?
No. Most of them are current. Most of them are within the last 15 to 20 years.
Maud. Maud.
All popular shows that you guys should know history of.
Do not mock Maud. As a matter of fact, frequent guests. On this show, Dan Wojcicki from the LA Times has a dog named Mr. B. Arthur.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, what are you talking about, really? He's come on the show, and you've heard Mr. B. Arthur bark, and you've asked him about it.
David Letterman once did a joke where he said it was top 10 stores opened by celebrities, and one of them was Bed, Bath, and B. Arthur.
I like that.
That was well, my favorite Letterman top 10 list of all time was top 10 body parts and or Van Pattens. Remember the Van Patten family?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Michael, you ready? Did you write
ready.
A poem?
Yes, I am. All right. I wrote a little poem to start the game.
Right. Excellent.
So after this, the most critical game of games we've had in years.
All right.
Yep.
That's coming up next.
That is coming up next for you. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Should be very fun. And I think... I'm extremely high on the Lakers.
Michael, the over-under in Vegas is 52.5. What do you think for the Lakers?
For the Lakers?
I think they could win 60 games, Mike.
82-game season. They're going to definitely load manage all these veterans.
Yep.
Yeah, I would go over. I think they're going to win 55.
55 games?
Yeah.
That feels about right to me.
Yeah. They're not going to push for 60.
If they're smart about dialing guys' minutes back.
And they will. They have
to. Yeah. They've got the talent now to be able to do that. They've got that other superstar on the floor who can initiate the offense. So yeah. I would think that this year is going to be a year, not necessarily that LeBron sits out games, but that we dial the minutes back on LeBron.
Yeah.
I think last year he played, John, what was it, 31 minutes a game, I think, last year?
A little more.
What I want to see is when the Lakers are up by 16 with 7 minutes to go, they got to take the starters out. You know, sometimes Frank Vogel and all the coaches leave the guys in the game when they're 14 or 3 minutes to go. I'll never understand that.
And by the way, Mike, I think they're running 10 or 11 deep.
Oh, yeah.
I think they're going to be like the Warriors were when they went to the finals those 5 years where they just basically
They're going 12, 13 deep, man. All these guys can play on this roster.
Mace, last year LeBron played 33.4 minutes a game.
Okay. Yeah, I think we won that to be right around 30.
Yeah, that's all he needs.
Well, the last time the Spurs won the title in 2014, they didn't have any player on the roster, not Duncan, not Parker, not Ginobili. No one played 30 minutes a game. It was all 29 and change for the stars.
That's amazing.
So, I mean, you can do that if you want to, but it's, you know, the players kind of got to be on board too.
Yep.
And, you know, and so that's, and AD is the guy that I would do that to.
I want to close with this. Are you a person of faith? Do you believe that the Dodgers can make up 2 games on the Giants in the final 5 games of the season?
Hell no.
John, if we are – was that McVay?
Yeah, that's McVay when we asked him, would you go to a Jurassic Park if it was open?
John, if we are here tomorrow, the Giants lose, the Dodgers win, and the magic money magic number remains at 4, does that change your opinion? One game back.
Yeah, 1 game back with 4 to go, then you got a fighting chance. But if you're 2 games down with 4 to go, it's almost time to sit guys. And by the way, if they get to Friday and they're 2 games down with 3 to go, you absolutely offer the chance for anybody to sit that wants
or to. Anybody to play. You offer Julio Urias the opportunity.
Yeah, Michael, what would you do about that? So Julio Urias, who is going to be a key cog in the wheel for the Lakers or for the Dodgers in the stretch. He can win 20 games this season, which hardly anybody does anymore.
Oh, yeah.
But his turn to pitch is going to be probably Friday or Saturday night, which would roll into the playoffs.
I think,
week.
Greg, it's Saturday, right?
Yes, Saturday.
So if he pitches Saturday, that would take him out of the possibility of pitching Thursday, which would be game one of the NLCS.
If he pitched Saturday, he could absolutely pitch on
Then his next day would be Friday. So you would give up a chance to be – now, Walker Buehler's probably going to start
Bueller's
that game anyway.
Walker Buehler's going to pitch game one of the DS.
But, Michael, if you're Urias, do you rest or do you go for 20 wins?
Go for 20, man. That's a milestone. It's rare these days because you have 7 pitching rotations and guys hardly get to 20 wins anymore. So if you got a chance to – and he's young, you got to go for 20.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Let him pitch. Let him pitch. Regardless 25. Of the regardless of where we are in the standings, even if it looks like it's a done deal that we've lost to the Giants. And by the way, the other thing is the Cardinals have won 17 in a row. They are playing to the tape. They don't need to. They are in there grinding every single night. And I think that's what we need to do.
Yeah, they're not. Trust me, they're not pitching Wainwright again until the wild card game. That's when we'll see Wainwright again. His turn to pitch would be Sunday. He ain't pitching Sunday.
Oh no, they're saving him for the wild card game. Right. Yeah, there's no question about that. All right, there you have it. Hey, Michael, thanks for coming on. As always, we appreciate you.
Yes, right. Next time good, we talk, we'll be in the middle of preseason.
How about that?
And yeah, and Michael, the next time I see you will be Sunday for the Lakers opener. Hey, Mike, you know you got to leave early. I've been telling people this on Sunday in Los Angeles.
Uh-huh.
12 o'clock Dodger game,
right.
12:30 Laker game, 1 o'clock Ram game, 5 o'clock LAFC against the Galaxy.
Hey, what have you heard about our parking? Are we down the ramp again, Ireland?
Well, we have a meeting Thursday to determine all that. Don't be late for the meeting on Thursday.
What time's that meeting?
11.
Okay, now that we've worked that out.
We got to park down the ramp again, man.
Jeez. Yeah, I hear you. All right, thanks a lot. Jorge, thank you. Bergie, thank you.
Yep.
And we will see everybody tomorrow, 12:55 sharp, right back here on 710 ESPN. Coming up next for you is George and Scott on Mason and Ireland tomorrow, 710 ESPN.